The Mishnah in Masechet Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us, Shnayim Shoyah Mahalkim Bedar Rishus Rabbim. If two people are walking Rishus Rabbim, Ech Rotzvech Mahalik, one is running and one is walking, Oy Shishneim Rotzim, or if they're both running, Viziku Zeh Zeh, and they damage each other, Shnayim Peturim. So the Gemara immediately comments, Masnissen, the like Isi ben Yehuda. It seems our Mishnah doesn't follow the opinion of Isi ben Yehuda. The Tanya Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Rots Chayiv, somebody who's running in Shutz Rabbim is Chayiv. Mnei Shum Mishunah. It's not a normal activity. People are not supposed to be running in Shutz Rabbim. Maidi Isi, furthermore, says the Gemara, Isi agrees, Berev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas, that if he was running Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas, Shupata Bnei Shirotz Prishus. At that time, you're allowed to run because you have permission because it's Erev Shabbos. And it comments the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is Kisi Ben Yehuda. But as we examine this Gemara that teaches us this halacha, that according to Isi Ben Yehuda, one is allowed to run Erev Shabbos, and if he does damage, he will not be held responsible. There's a number of opinions in the Rishonim how to understand what is the situation being discussed that will obviously have very serious ramifications l'halacha l'maisa. The Mordechai says that this halacha is very limited. It's only in a situation where he's running l'kavod Shabbos, and it's bein hashmashos, so there's obviously very little time left before Shabbos, and therefore Chazal were lenient. Other situations, even if somebody's running for dvar mitzvah, to go to shul, etc., he's not exempt. The Yamsha Shloima disagrees. He says that any situation where someone is running because he is trying to do a mitzvah, no matter what the mitzvah is, the halacha is that one can be mekel. The Shalos HaTshuvos on Yontif says also that this heter only applies to Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashos, because at that time the running is a mitzvah. As our Gemara speaks in the next Amid, Alamed Beis, Amid Beis, that going out to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, greet the Shabbos, is a mitzvah. And just like going out, and the connection between that Gemara and this Gemara is to teach us that anything that's done l'kavod Shabbos is a special mitzvah and therefore has this special dispensation. So we already now have a machlokes. Is this only for kavod Shabbos? And to summarize, is this dispensation only for Shabbos, or is it for all mitzvahs? And actually, when we speak about it, it's even a question that when we speak about L'Kavod Shabbos, is it any time L'Kavod Shabbos, or is it only Bein HaShmashos? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bi'ur Halacha, on Simon Reish Nun, Divrei HaMaskil Yashka and Baboiker, it seems from the Bi'ur Halacha that his opinion is that it's only Bein HaShmashos, which is a specifically pressurized time. Actually, all of these questions are perhaps really dependent on a much more fundamental machlokes Rishonim, which is very possibly a machlokes of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. What would be the halacha they discuss if somebody is running Erev Shabbos, but it's not L'Tzayruch Shabbos? He's running Erev Shabbos, but not L'Tzayruch Shabbos. What will be the halacha then? The Ramah is very clear. In other words, I see the person running, and I know that he's not running L'Kavod Shabbos. What will be the halacha? The Ramah is very clear. We'll read the words of the Ramah in a moment, that you don't have this happen. The Shulchan Aruch is not as clear. Because we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mispet, Simen Shin Ayin Ches, Sif Ches, Hayechad Rots, V'echad Mahalach. One person is running, one person is walking. V'hozach HaMahalach Rots, and the person who's walking gets damaged by the person running, Chayiv. Neshirot Shaloi Brishos. He had no right to run. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. B'medvar Amurim B'chol. When is this said? During the week. Avo B'erv Shabbos B'en Hashmashes. Erev Shabbos B'en Hashmashes. Potter, as we just learned in the Gemara, Neshirot Brishos. He has a right to run at that time. However, says the Ramah, V'daf B'stam, the Talino, the Rots L'Tzarek Shabbos. If you see a person running Friday afternoon, we could assume that he's running with Tzarek Shabbos. Says Dermo, Avol im Yedua, if we know for certain, the Einoi Rots El L'Sharech Fatzof, he's only running for some other purpose, L'Sharech by Tzarek Shabbos, there's no heter, and he's Chayef Kama B'chol. And the Sma in Sif Cotton Yod Aleph says, I'm not quite sure, says the Sma, how to interpret the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Is the Shulchan Aruch, says the Sma, arguing on the Shulchan Aruch? Or is the Shulchan Aruch arguing with the Ramah? And the Shulchan Aruch will say any running Erev Shabbos can be permitted? Or is it that the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with Ramah and only L'Tzayruch Shabbos? So if I know that this person is not running L'Tzayruch Shabbos, there would be no heter. This heter would not apply. So the Ar Sameach explains the machlokes between, explains the two opinions. If it's only for a heter for Tzarek Shabbos, and if I know he's not running for Tzarek Shabbos, the Ramah says there is no heter, or is it under all circumstances? Says the Ar Sameach. The issue is a question of perspective. Do we learn the perspective from the Mazik's side or from the Nizik side? Meaning as follows. If we look at it from the Mazik side, Chazal gave a special dispensation one time only to run Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes. That's the only time Chazal gave a dispensation that somebody's allowed to run in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. If that's the only time that Chazal gave us this dispensation, so if it's not, if all of the conditions are not met, then one will not be allowed to run Bein Hashmashes. Erev Shabbos, one will not be allowed to run. That's the Ramah's perspective. It's a perspective from the Mazik side. The other Rishonim's perspective is that it's a we look at it from the Nizik's perspective. What do I mean to say? That the Nizik could walk in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and walk safely in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and assume that he has nothing to worry about when he's walking in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah that he's going to Chas V'Shalom get hurt. However, there are certain times that somebody is allowed to run in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And since there are certain times that people are allowed to run in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the Nizik even though he's walking in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, should be careful. Because he knows that even though he's walking in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he also needs to know that this may be a time that people are allowed to run Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it will turn out a very interesting situation. That the machlokes of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, or certainly the machlokes of Rishonim, if somebody is running Bein HaShemoshes, not L'Tzayrich Shabbos, is a much more fundamental machlokes. It's the machlokes that we began this year with. Is this heter only very limited, L'Tzayrich Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes, or is this a situation that for all Dvar Mitzvah, for all Dvar Mitzvah, one is allowed to run if it's a Dvar Mitzvah. It doesn't have to be Shabbos, it doesn't have to be Bein HaShemoshes. So, the Pischei Tshuva here in Siman Shin Ayin Ches quotes a Shaila Shetshuvos Chavos Yor, who discusses the following situation. He discusses a situation that an individual heard the Shamus of the Shul make an announcement that the moon has come out and everybody could come do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. So somebody who heard this announcement, very excited to be able to fulfill this mitzvah, runs to the shul to do the mitzvah, runs to the yard of the shul to do the mitzvah, and as he's running, he does damage to some glassware that Levi has outside of his store. The glassware was full of oil, and he caused them to break and all the oil to spill. So Levi calls this person to the Torah. He says, you caused me significant damage by your running to do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Reuven, who was running, says, we know that when we do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, we say, Ilu lo yizoch Yisrael kal pnei avim shebashamayim, if we only had the schus to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol Pam Echad B'Chodesh, once a month, Dayum. What a wonderful, important mitzvah the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is. So, I haven't done anything wrong in running. Levi says, no, you have no right to run. Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes. We learned in the Gemara, there's a heter. No other time. The Chavos Yor takes a lenient approach. First he wants to take a lenient approach, but then he indeed says that no, the heter is only, as we've been saying, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes. Any other time, for any other mitzvah, we don't have a heter. And particularly, he says, when you speak about the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, it's nice to be able to do Kiddush Levana b'tzibur, but it's not a mitzvah that has to be done b'tzibur, and therefore there is no heter to run to fulfill the mitzvah b'tzibur. And therefore he says that if somebody's running to shul, even if he's running to daven the minyan, daven tefillah b'tzibur, you don't have a heter, because the heter is limited to Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes. The Yaivitz disagrees. The Yaivitz opinion is that any time somebody runs to do a Dvar Mitzvah, he says that our Gemara is not limited to Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes. It's any Dvar Mitzvah. And in fact, the Rosh says that this heter of our Gemara is not limited to Bein HaShemoshes. It's whenever somebody is starting to prepare for Shabbos. If it's not limited to Ben Shmoshes, similarly, we can make an argument that it's not limited to Mitzvah Shabbos. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes. This heter of our Gemara, is it for all mitzvahs? Is it only for Shabbos Ben Shmoshes? The Mishnah Berurah, however, as we said at the beginning of our shir, seems to hold that it's only for Shabbos Ben Shmoshes.